My biggest takeaway that it was Vietnam and not a stronger opponent, to be honest. Vietnam making their first appearance in the tournament. They elected to set back and absorb all the U.S.'s pressure, and they just couldn't find a finals touch in the final third to get a goal. We don't know if it's nerves or just first-time jitters. This is a younger U.S. team with 13 new players. However, they finished with 23 shots, only 8 on target, and only 3 goals to show for it. Alex Morgan missed a penalty kick. Megan Rapinoe had a shot sail over the crossbar. It's something we are not used to, but they should be lucky it's Vietnam. Another quick takeaway, all the players that were reportedly injured, specifically Julie Ertz and Roosevelt, looked well against Vietnam, looked healthy, and that could bode well for the team heading into the rest of the tournament.
Okay, so most of the world and the sporting public did last night get to meet forward Sophia Smith for the first time, thanks to her 2-goal performance for the U.S. For those new to the sport or only around, you know, every 4 years when the World Cup comes, can you explain a little bit more about who she is and what maybe we should expect from her as we go through the tournament?
Yeah, Smith is one of these new players, one of the new players that are part of the team and making her first World Cup appearance, but she's a known commodity in the U.S. soccer world. She won Player of the Year last year. She won the MVP in the National Women's Soccer League for her performance for the Portland Thorns, leading them to a title. She's known for her quick shooting ability, her great balance in attack when pushed around by defenders. She has great ball movement and dribbling, as seen on her first goal, where she just took a heel pass from Alex Morgan with one touch and then unleashed her first goal. I expect to see her and Trinity Rodman to continue bolstering the U.S.'s attack and possibly be up for the Golden Boot Award for most goals in the tournament.
All right, Jose, so in our last 30 seconds or so, the next match for the U.S. against the Netherlands coming up on Wednesday, is that going to be a tougher one for them?
Oh, it's a much more tougher match. This is a rematch of the last Women's World Cup final. So it was very important for them to get this victory as a confidence builder, see what works, see what doesn't work. Reminder for those who don't remember, the U.S. lost their opening game in Tokyo 3-0, which then led to a bronze medal. So getting these early points in group plays made very important. So when the math adds up with goal differential, the U.S. could be on top of the group stage, making it easier to get to the final.